When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jake.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning, the day after 50s night. I hope that you had a good night last night if you came out to 50s night. Seemed like everybody was having a good time. Hopefully everyone enjoyed the fun, the festivities, the cars, the music, the camaraderie. Hopefully you stopped into some local businesses. See, now I've heard from businesses over the years who have said, oh, you know, we closed down for 50s night because we can't get any regular customers to come in and none of the 50s night people want to buy anything. But I saw a lot of people last night walking around with bags, going into restaurants, going into some of the bars. I think people really showed support for the downtown community last night. And if you did close down, you were missing out on a great crowd, a supportive crowd. But it was certainly a lot of fun, perfect weather. Not too hot at all, not too humid. Little breeze coming in. Of course, you know, we're under a tent. We're under the WBSM tent, so we're not in direct sunlight. But it just seemed like one of those true gems of a summer evening, and people were concerned that the rain was going to cause it to be canceled. The rain didn't even really happen here. But thank you to everybody that came out. Thank you to everyone who had kind words to offer for the music that we played, and we're going to keep doing it every year on 50s night. We'll keep playing the hits of the 50s. Something I want to make you aware of, and we do have a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, if you haven't seen it already, is Harbor Freight Tools is now open in Fairhaven. It opened up on Wednesday. I went over there yesterday just to take some photos and to walk around. Now, I've been to the Harbor Freight in Wareham, but that's the only one that I've been to. And I think that the Fairhaven store, this is just, you know, my own cursory observation, I think it has like more variety of items. There's a lot of different things that you can get in a Harbor Freight. For example, I purchased a power inverter because I knew we were going to be at 50s night. And I wanted to be able to power up the speaker and be able to plug in a laptop or a tablet to be able to play the WBSM app to feed in all of the broadcast. And so I went and bought a power inverter to plug into the van. But there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, I had to like resist the urge to impulse buy some things over there. But I wasn't looking for tools. Although it's nice that when we are looking for a tool here at the radio station and we don't have one, we know we can just go next door and buy one. I think you would find something in there no matter who you are. So if you're thinking to yourself, I'm not going to go into a place that sells tools. I think if you go in there and walk around, you'll find something that draws your interest. They had a nice selection of safes. If you need a safe for your home, gun safes, wall safes. What are some of the other things that I saw? Metal detectors. Now, these aren't, you know, the fancy high-end metal detectors, but if you were thinking about getting into metal detecting, this is a good place to go to get them. I wanted to get into it a little while ago, and I kept going into the Wareham one. They were always sold out of metal detectors. I actually did end up getting a metal detector. It's in the trunk of my car, and I never use it. I should really get out and try that. But, like, that's something that you can get there. I'm probably going to go back and get there's a bicycle hanger. I'm probably going to get that because I have a couple of bicycles I need to hang up. But there's automotive, ladders, storage, hand trucks, everything that you might possibly need. So if you've never been into a Harbor Freight, go check it out and see what you think. The staff over there are very friendly, very helpful. And it's just the first of many stores that are coming to the area. All these will open up not next week, but the week after on Kings Highway in New Bedford. I don't know when Restaurant Depot is going to open. It's still not listed on their website as coming soon, but I guess the sign is up over at Fieldstone Marketplace. So it is happening. They just haven't put out any formal word yet. I have reached out to them to get some more information. But you'll have all these in a couple of weeks. Burlington coming to Fairhaven in the fall. And for everybody who says, I don't like to shop at Burlington, that store is always dirty. As I've said before, not every Burlington is like the Dartmouth one, and the Dartmouth one has been a lot better the last few times I've gone there. But you know what? Go into Burlington when it opens. See what it looks like before people come in and knock everything over and drop clothes and put them all in the wrong spaces and wrong spots and all that. Because I find that I get a lot at Burlington. In fact, the shirt that I'm wearing today for Fun Shirt Friday might have come from there. It's a Goodfellas shirt, so I think it might have come from there. And then, of course, here in Fairhaven, we also have the two soon-to-debut coffee shops. Mirasol's Cafe, coming to Huddleston Avenue, where the car wash used to be. Over near where there's a Family Dollar now, but what used to be Benny's. So that'll be coming very soon, according to their Facebook page. And then this fall, you'll have Starbucks in the former Dunkin' location. So in the fall, you're going to be able to come here, get yourself your pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks. And then go across the street and shop at Burlington. Maybe you need something for the yard or for the house. You can go on over to Harbor Freight Tools. And then before you head back home, go over at Mirasol's and get a chippy. So lots of good positive development. And for people who say, oh, great, another discount store. Oh, now you're on another coffee shop. You must be the kind of person that just prefers vacant buildings because that's what you had before. I guess in the case of the car wash, you had a car wash that nobody went to. So that's what you would rather see. because I'd rather see something there. And I'd rather see something bringing in tax revenue, employing local people, than an empty building. I mean, how long did the former job lot site next to Marshall sit empty? It's been about 7 years. I think it was 2017 that job lot moved across the way into the former Shaw's, which had sat empty for a number of years. So for 7 years, there's been nothing in that space. Now Burlington is coming in and people want to complain about it. As I've said before, Whole Foods wasn't coming in there. Trader Joe's wasn't coming in there. Whatever else you wanted to see come to town, the space is limited. I did hear somebody bring up an interesting point. They said, what are you going to do with that Eblens that I closed down over there? Because what can go in that space? It's kind of weirdly situated. And what could go in there? I don't know this for sure. But was that ever a Blockbuster video? Because it looks like a Blockbuster video to me. Or was it always Eblens? I can only think of it always being Eblens. But it has the characteristics of a Blockbuster video. A separate building in a shopping plaza, kind of set askew. But somebody was like, you're never going to be able to do anything with that. I said, well, how long until people start clamoring for that to become Chick-fil-A? Because they already want Trader Joe's. They already want Whole Foods. I guess Chick-fil-A is the next thing that they would want to ask for. And then I think after that, people ask for a Sonic. So I don't know which one is more palatable in that location, if at all. But right now it is a vacant building. And I don't think anybody really wants to see a vacant building. 508-996-0500. Let me go here first. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful today, and I'm fit to be tied. It's sickening that I have to keep calling your show with nothing but complaints. But people out there need to know, and they need to hear what's going on. First of all, I'm glad everybody had a good time last night. Sorry I wasn't there. I just left Dartmouth Walmart, a store that's been getting on my nerves more than ever now. What they did with the fresh meat, there's a lawsuit going on with that, by the way, everybody. They're already going to be getting sued for what they did by not labeling the packages correctly. You don't know what you're going to pay before you get to the register. Now, there's a sign there that says, take your packages in your shopping cart and go over to one of the little scanning boxes that are throughout the store. Well, now they conveniently don't work. Here I am looking for the machine, wasting more time. I get to the register, and another thing now. Now they're screwing people over with their OTC card. You know what that is. So I've got all my groceries in my cart. I make it finally to the register, and I add up things as I go shopping. So I know a general idea of what I'm going to pay. I get over there, run my card. She said, no, it's down. It's not accepting your card. I said, it has to. I have a lot of money on it. She goes, no. Can't do it. I said, get the manager. Manager comes over, and I'm telling you, you think that I'm a grouch? You haven't met that lady, and I don't know what her name is, because she had her name badge turned around, of course. So scanned me on three different machines that won't accept OCT cards now. So, guys, you need to know it. I don't know what kind of insurance company you have. I'm not going to put my name of my company out there, but they're not accepting mine right now, and I've been using it for years, and there is money on the account. So call the store and find out if they're going to accept your card before you go to the Dartmouth Super Walmart. And that's my report for today.
All right. I will say you were missed last night. A lot of people were asking for you.
Oh, really? I'm sorry, but I have reasons, but maybe the next time. Maybe the next time. I'm real sorry, but I would have loved to meet everybody, really.
Yeah, I think we have to just set you up with your own table. Come and meet Mary.
Stop it.
The second most popular person at 50s night to Joe Jesus.
Please. No, please. There's nothing special about me, please. And I did hit steady. I'm sorry to decline, but I have to. But God bless everybody today. Please have a good day. And before you go shopping at Super Walmart, because the OTC card is only good at a Super Walmart or a Stop and Shop, which I don't go there because I can't even buy any ground beef over there. And then it's for pharmacies. And I'm not going to buy food in a pharmacy. They don't even have meats or anything. They've got eggs, maybe, and maybe some cottage cheese. I'm not going to shop in a pharmacy for food. So, guys, check your cards. Call up the company before you go to Walmart. Giving you a heads up.
All right. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
God bless everybody.
And I guess it's for a good reason that Mary's bugging. So I shouldn't play it. Okay, I will play it just because we haven't in a while.
Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
But we know why she's bugging. It's for a good reason. Let's take another call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
How you doing, Lamone?
Living and loving, brother. So I'd like to talk about Bob Newhart. Before we get on another subject, I remember a few years back, I want to say 2012, 10, something like that, he was in town and he had did a show. And I took one of my oldest friends to go see his show, and it was wonderful. And so we went out and had dinner and stuff like that. I saw him the day after, and his wife, Jenny, they had been married, you know, she had just died like last year, and they had been married for like 60 years. You don't see that kind of thing nowadays with people in relationships.
Yeah.
You know, back then, I know this couple that had met when they met on a Saturday, and they got married the next Saturday, and they had been married for like 60 years plus themselves. That was my friend's grandparents. That was years ago. And it's like, there's a difference between the people those days and these days. That, like I said, when they gave their word, they shook their hand, that meant something. And that right there, if your character is as strong as what you mean behind your word. If your word is as strong as your character, then that means you're a great person. But that is if your character's good, you know. But if so many people out there, like, you know, like there's no respect for let alone their country. Let alone them, their elders or their lord. Like I said, they don't. How many people nowadays still gather around the table at night and say your prayers? You know, we say grace and say thank you. Let alone saying your prayers at night. I personally, I have a problem if I fall asleep and without saying my prayers, I have to get up and say my prayers. I'm like, I don't want to die in my sleep without saying my prayers. And it's like, but I do that. And so, but when I met them, she was really nice. Their name was Jenny, if I remember. Like I said, and when she died, he just died. She died, I think, last year, and he died just last night. And it's like, if you see, like, Paul Bear Bryant, after he retired, 30 days later, he died. And you know, Paul Bear, the coach, the football coach, yeah. Forrest Gump, says, he's a running, yeah, but that's a real guy. And then after that, like four months after that, she died. And it's like, that's something, there's, you know, when you become after all that time, your life is spent together, you know? And it's sad. I have like a recording I had when he was there in town, Don Rickles, Rodney Dangerfield, and a couple other people were all sitting there talking. And I got a recording off of a phone, my old phone. I don't know how it sounds. I'll find and listen to it and maybe play it Monday for you. But it's like, it was really good just having all these smart, intelligent, comedic minds at one table. And then them, you know, so like I said, you know, I just thought that was wonderful. And they all talked about life and the meaning of life and what's life all about. I think that people just, they have to take their own journey to find out how to get there. And as you see people that have made mistakes and are making mistakes, learn from them. That's the dumbest person. If you see somebody doing wrong, making dumb mistakes, you follow behind doing the same thing, that's a dumb thing. That's terrible. And so I'd like to say also that I saw you were dressed like the Fonz or his little brother.
No, that was not me. I was in a Back to the Future T-shirt. It was the most 50s thing that I had.
Now, how many people have to remember what the Fonz's little brother's name was?
Oh, I don't know.
Two shows. His name was Spike. You remember him? He had the like the pompadour hairdo, like, kind of like what's his face from the Munsters, you know, Pugsley Munster, whatever.
Eddie Munster, Butch Patrick.
Yeah. He had his hair like that. Yeah. So you remember? So you remember? It looks like if you see the face, it kind of looks like a same size. What's his face? I don't know. The dude was like, hey, and he smoked a cigarette and like, hey, diddle diddle. What's the comedian's name?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, it looks like him.
I was just looking it up. Now that I looked at a picture of I remember the character. I got to hold you there, Lamone. I got to take this break before the news.
Okay, I want to jump on like Mary said. And I know the reason why she's probably having problems with her card is they have those fake card things that they have up there, you know, people getting the cards put in there and getting ripped off. That's probably why the state or whatever in that general vicinity is down like that, because they've got busted. So you might want to watch out for that. And just be careful. Like I said, if you see something unusual, if your thing you put your card in looks crazy, don't put it there. If you can't pull it, easily take it off and let them. If they get mad at you for doing that, that means that the owners are involved with it. And see, that's poppycock. I'm trying to keep it nice clean. But yeah, it's like you see that, you videotape that, call the police right there to get up there. That place could get closed down. Because we're having that, knowingly that they have that there on the thing.
Right.
A lot of times they'll leave out, they won't call anything like that, but they'll put back on there again. Everybody.
You have a great
one. Lord smile upon everybody. We had a storm and rain last night.
Well, yeah, we had them yesterday. All right, I got to hold you there, though. You have a great weekend, Lamone. We'll take some more calls coming up, 508-996-0500. But I've got to take this break before the news.
Tuck it.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And that, of course, is Higher Love, a song about two people that met while working at a retail cannabis shop together. No? Okay. Yeah, that's not true. I just made that up. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and get involved in the conversation. We have a few app chat messages that I will get to in a moment. But if you went to 50s Night last night and you went out and you had a good time and you had some fun, you went home, you probably walked quite a bit, you're probably tired. When he got home, I'm exhausted. I didn't leave here until after 11 last night. But, you know, if you're tired, what's a good thing to pick you up? How about some coffee, cappuccino, espresso? How about some delicious baked goods? Pastries, muffins, and donuts made fresh. You can get it all at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. If you need a pick-me-up, they will definitely pick you up. Not physically. They're not going to touch you. But they will pick you up with some of their delicious food and some of their great coffee. We had some Sunrise donuts earlier this week that were fantastic. Thanks again, Scott, for bringing those by. And when you go to Sunrise Bakery, it's not just about the breakfast items. They're also a great place to go for lunch. To get some of their casserole sandwiches, tuna sandwiches, chicken salad, linguica and cheese rolls. And of course, for a little bit of a treat for dessert, some of their famous rice pudding. So you can get all of that and more at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. It's a great place to go to today. You know, take a few minutes out of your day, relax, enjoy a cup of coffee and a donut, but then also stock up and get some treats for the weekend. The kids will love to wake up tomorrow morning and find a dozen Sunrise Bakery donuts on the counter. And you know what else that means? You don't have to get up and cook them breakfast. You can sleep in. See, Sunrise is thinking about you, not just in giving you what you need to eat and drink right now. They're about making your life easier tomorrow. So check them out. 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. It's a sensational continental feel. And I did mention that we had some app chat messages. We got one from Sketty who says there's also a Mexican restaurant going into Kings Highway. Yes, if you saw Barry's article yesterday on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, he talked about how there's new life coming to that area of Kings Highway, including the Caliente Mexican Grill opening up in the former Papa Gino's. And, or is that one going in the new pork cream? Anyway, there's more coming too. Like, what's going on over there now is not the end of the resurgence of that area. It's just the beginning. Because when South Coast Rail comes in, that's going to be the first New Bedford stop coming from Boston. That's going to be the last New Bedford stop going out. You know, if you park at the Whale's Tooth and go on, you're going to go through Church Street heading into Boston. So that station is going to be a very important part of South Coast Rail, and you're going to find more businesses want to get in on being around it. Because I don't know how often the trains are going to run. They haven't released a schedule yet. But you could be going to downtown or, you know, the Whale's Tooth. You could be going to that stop, but maybe you get off at Church Street and walk across. I'm sure there'll be some sort of pedestrian bridge there, little footbridge there to get over the tracks. You go across the tracks and you do some shopping. I mean, it's going to be a bustling area, more than it is. I know, you know, people say, oh, that area has died out. It's always busy over there. So it's just the beginning. There'll be more. NB Rez confirmed what I thought about the former Eblen's building here in Fairhaven, that it was a Blockbuster. I've got to think, I must have driven by it when it was a Blockbuster and just don't remember. Because I used to come to Fairhaven all the time when I was in high school, 1994, 95, 96. We would always come here and go to Bowler's Country Club. We would go to Pockets, get some records, or not records, CDs or tapes at Strawberries, or go over to Words of Music. We came to Fairhaven, if not on Friday, we would come on Saturday, and sometimes both. Sometimes we'd play pool on Friday and bowl on Saturday, or vice versa. But when I came here with my friends, we didn't usually use the highway. We usually took Route 6, especially if one of my friends, I won't say his name because I don't want to embarrass him, but if he was driving, he did not like to go on the highway. I don't think it was a fear thing either. I think it was more the fact that he was driving his mom's big 1983 Diplomat and he didn't trust it on the highway. So he took Route 6 to get everywhere. 508-996-0500. Hello.
Hi, sorry to call back.
That's okay.
I just spoke to somebody outside my building. I'm giving you another heads up. Something's going on with the internet connections. A lot of people can't get online. So I didn't make it upstairs to my apartment yet, but I'm about to check mine.
Yeah, it's probably related to that Microsoft outage somehow. There's a big Microsoft outage happening.
And maybe that's why I couldn't get my groceries this morning, too.
That could be.
I don't know, but I'm gonna call my insurance company. Yeah, I'm going to call them anyway and find out. I just want to tell you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, this Microsoft outage, you know, we talked about how it's delaying flights, but it's going to affect all kinds of businesses. And while you say, well, wait a minute, What does my internet service have to do with Microsoft? You know, I get my internet service, say, from Comcast, Verizon, or whatever. Yeah, but they utilize it on their end. So the businesses that use Microsoft products, the Microsoft 365 suite of apps, they're going to be slowed down because they can't function the way that they normally do. Well, Microsoft is working on it. But yes, if you are flying somewhere today, definitely check, because a lot of flights have been delayed because of this ongoing issue. We also got a Snapchat from El Jefe, who says, "Mary, Mary, why you bugging?" from Run DMC. It has to be a must after all of Mary's calls. That song is so fitting for her calls. That was fire. Thank you. Yes, even Mary likes it when we play it. So, and by the way, if you don't know, that does come from Run DMC. But that's actually a sample of the Monkees. So the Mary, Mary part is actually Mickey Dolenz. But the song that Run DMC did was a lot different than the Monkees. Maybe I'll play the Monkees. I haven't played some Monkees in a while, so maybe I'll play that coming up. And then Mr. Bungle asked if there's any word when Caliente is going to open in Dartmouth. I'm not sure. I know that we're following along with it here at WBSM and Fun 107, so as soon as we know, we will let you know. I get that question quite a bit from people. I actually get the question from a lot of people about Restaurant Depot and when that's going to open. That will also be opening on Kings Highway next to Ollie's in the former Shaw's. Because we have so many restaurants in this area. And the restaurant owners all know Restaurant Depot is the place to go. But they're traveling up to Avon. And there used to be different smaller companies, independent companies, where you could go and get restaurant stuff. And those are kind of few and far between now. But these I'll call them chains because that's it really is what they are. But these are hugely helpful to restaurants because, first of all, you can save a lot of money on the things that you got to buy. But then you can also kind of go in and find things that you didn't even know that you needed. And I can tell you, when I worked in a restaurant, you know, we weren't allowed to just order forks and knives from Cisco or Luzo or whoever, you know, we were getting them from. We weren't allowed to just order them. Because the owner insisted, "Oh, I can go drive to, you know, Restaurant Supply. I can go drive to Restaurant Depot and we can get it a lot cheaper." Well, okay, but when are you going to go? Because we're out of forks. We need forks. It's amazing how much silverware gets thrown away in a restaurant that you don't even realize it. Like, why do we just bought forks 2 months ago? Where'd all those forks go? I don't know, but we still need them. I can't tell people that come in, "Oh, sorry, you know, you got to eat your omelet with your fingers because we bought forks, but we can't figure out where they went." And the absolute worst. All right. Let me take a break here because I got to take a break here. When I come back, I will tell you probably the most embarrassing thing that happened in working in that restaurant in terms of supply things. The necessary items needed to run the restaurant. We'll be back in just a moment. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Spooky Tim.
How you doing?
Doing all right. I really enjoyed the music last night that you guys played on the radio.
Thank you.
It was a good break from all the seriousness that we're having with the conventions and everything, and it was sort of like a release, you know. When that music came out, I was just a little kid, you know, but it was nice to hear. I don't know. I know it's very expensive, but I would wonder if you would consider maybe once a month or something, doing like maybe the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and because it was a good break from, you know, the normal bang, bang, bang of the news and everything that's going on in the world today. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do it more. We're not licensed for it.
That's too bad. You know, But I, you know, I just thought maybe you'd get some people that might be able to, you know, back you, and that way you could, you know, pay for, you know, the licensing and do it once in a while. I'm not seeing every, like Saturday night would be beautiful, you know, that sort of thing. But, well, all right, that's my contribution, and thanks anyway for that, you know, 50s break there.
Well, thank you for listening.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
And yeah, that's something that people have brought up before is, you know, if you can do it one night, can you do it more nights? We get special permission to be able to do it for this one night because of 50s Night Downtown, and we're able to tie it in. But to do it regularly, I don't know that we could, as much as I would like to. You know what? I'd love to have Saturday Night Oldies. Now, granted, you know, I want it to end at 10 o'clock because when I bring Spooky back, that's when we come on. But, you know, from like 7 to 10, that would be a fun thing to do. But again, you know, we're not a music station. And so, you know, our FCC license is to be a news talk station. So there's hang-ups and hurdles and hoops to jump through. Not to mention, we'd have to redo some of our system because, as if you did hear last night, there were a couple of blank spots because, you know, our system isn't really set up for music, and so there's some commands that don't work right or that we missed that we're supposed to put in, but we're learning each year. So it's definitely gotten better than the first year. We had a lot of dropouts. Last year we had some more, and then, you know, this year we were able to limit it to, I think it was just two. And what that was basically was the hour ran out of music. So it's supposed to just go right from 1 hour to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And for some reason, it didn't do that. So I'm going to talk with Jason today, and we might have to reach out to some of the higher ups and see if they can help us figure out what happened. But I know that once we got into, you know, the 9 o'clock hour from 9 o'clock to midnight, there were no issues because I was here. I was here in case anything went wrong. I was sitting in my office, which is across from the WBSM studio, working on some things, and I had the studio monitors jacked up, and I'm sitting in my office rocking out. And then when the slow songs came on, that's when I started to feel a little sleepy, and I said, I got to get out of here. 508-996-0500. I had mentioned that I would tell that embarrassing story about the restaurant, what we had to utilize at the restaurant, that every time we put it out, I just shook my head and said, I can't believe we're doing this. But I'm running out of time in this hour. So let me take this break. If we can squeeze it in before the end of the hour, we will. If not, I'll just tease it into the next hour. Because I'm sure you're all dying to hear this story. I'm sure this is like the most important thing you'll hear all morning. All right, we'll take a break and be right back. And welcome back in. We only have a few seconds here before we're going to go into the news.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.